This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, so it's not like we can completely ignore healthcare, right? It is 17% of the American economy. The Senate is voting on it, as you know. And not to be forgotten, part of what the Senate wants to do with healthcare reform is use it to cut taxes on upper income earners, which is interesting because in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, the president said he wants to cut middle class taxes and that he might be even be open to the rich paying more and that he wants to cut corporate taxes to boot. It's a little complicated, but it does make the question this. Can the GOP get there tax-wise from here? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
So far, there's not a lot of detail from the president on middle-class tax relief, but economist Douglas Holtz Aiken at the American Action Forum says he expects simplified tax brackets and lower rates, plus
a big standard deduction so that you make a fair amount of money before you even begin paying taxes and thus take some of the lower middle class off the tax rolls entirely.
The president said yesterday that his wealthy friends don't mind paying more, but Steve Rosenthal at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center says so far, White House proposals include repealing taxes paid by the wealthy.
The so-called death tax, the estate tax, the alternative minimum tax, the 3.8% investment tax.
Add on Trump's proposed corporate tax cut, and Alex Brill at the American Enterprise Institute says
the White House has not outlined a revenue-neutral tax plan. That's for certain.
By the Tax Policy Center's calculations, there'd be $3.8 trillion more in deficit red ink over 10 years, which could be hard for fiscally conservative Republicans to swallow. A possible upside to cutting taxes, consumers and companies have more to spend, so economic growth almost certainly goes up, says Holtz Aiken, but not a lot.
I don't see any way we move from the 2 percentage point pace we have now to anything more than, say, 2.5%, 2.6% if we got a fantastic disciplined pro-growth tax reform.
President Trump's budget proposal forecasts economic growth of at least 3%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We are still, I will remind you, trying to get Mick Mulvaney, the president's director of the Office of Management and Budget, to come on this program to talk about it.